You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
If you didn't hear the David Griffin presser, I got the highlights. We'll play that here in the top of the hour. Coming up later in the hour, Barry Hurstius at 2:15. We will talk with him on why he thinks Cam Jordan about to have an even better season as well. Did you see the hint of a tweet that he had earlier as well this week about he'd like to reach the Ricky Jackson triple-digit sack total, and he said, hopefully all New Orleans, wink, wink, cough, cough, as in he'd like an extension. That's how I took it. Plenty to get into that. Of course, more reports now nationally pretty much all saying Joe Oliva will resign as athletic director at LSU. Again, I am doing my best to reach out to several people in the Baton Rouge area to get back to me on the latest air. Don't worry,
you,
Matt Moscone, after further review is coming up at 3 o'clock. You will have the absolute very latest, the reasoning behind it, how it all took place. But first, let us welcome you to the midway point of the work week.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
I know you can hear me.
Let's get stupid.
Today's more about what that Camel Wednesday hump day is. Whatever it is.
There he is. Shot team of Lucid on the ground. Caleb the Camel. And Sean Payton, your Saints schedule pretty much leaked out already. We spoke to John Hendricks, Canal Street Chronicles. He's been busy. He listed all 17 wicks. We'll go over it.
Peace and humpiness forever.
Bye, Joe Oliva.
Your words of wisdom. Ah, there he is. What was that, Joey?
Bye, Joe Oliva.
Oh,
I'm
yes.
Sorry.
Bye, Joe Oliva.
I believe you, man. Gus, you've got no reason for me not to believe you. I got my fingers crossed.
I wouldn't lie about it. Yeah, I wouldn't lie about it.
The guy that fixed the air conditioning came in and said, you heard the room? He goes, yeah, Joe Oliva. They're all running all over the building downstairs.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're closing shop. It's a national holiday.
Joe Oliva, again, lots of people unhappy with him in the LSU side of things. The Baton Rouge Business Report was first to report that Joe Oliva was expected to step down. It's been a buzz for a while. Bruce Feldman covers college sports, says source. LSU will be looking for a new AD. I can confirm that Joe Oliva is expected to step down. So there you have it. Again, he's expected to resign. And, yeah, Glenn Gilbo, I reached out to him again. He's been busy. And I'm going to try to get him at least tomorrow. He spoke with former LSU board member Stanley Jacobs. He was a board member from 97 to 2018. He called the potential removal of athletic Joe Oliva, quote, an excellent idea, close quote. Joey, I really hope none of my employers ever looked at my dismissal or removal as an excellent idea.
Oh, you know? I'm sorry. You didn't get the email this morning?
Yeah. I mean, dude, I could take the maybe it's best for both parties. Maybe we go, you know, use the old different direction sort of. An excellent idea does not come across like there's a lot of love.
What was the thing they used?
That LSU.
After long, thoughtful consideration, it's in the best interest that we feel to the university to move forward in a new direction. Boy, that sounds good, in a new direction. Did I just clean it up or what?
Yeah, I got you. No. I hear you.
I love it.
No doubt. Yeah. Now, again, Glenn Gilbo saying, LSU's targeting Texas A&M athletic director Scott Woodward, a Baton Rouge native, LSU grad, and former vice chancellor. Now, he was the guy that actually managed to land the head football coach over there, the one that LSU wanted. Just throwing that out there. All right, so advocates say, yes, Joe Oliva to resign as LSU athletic director. Board member confirms. So that is going to happen after 11 years in Baton Rouge again. Matt Moscone, after further review, will have a ton of that coming up at the top of the hour. I'm going to focus on the Saints and the Pels since Matt's got you on that front coming up here in a little bit. Look, incredible news if you ask me from what took place with David Griffin. First, let me get you caught up in case you just hopping in on the Saints' schedule. Andrew Lopez did the homework investigation. And he's got it. So if you don't want to know, you want to watch the watch party and all that stuff, give you a couple of seconds to turn the radio back and then come back to me, right? We'll do it by quarters, weeks one through four. They will open up against Houston on Monday Night Football, week two and three on the road at the Rams, a late afternoon kickoff on Fox, at Seattle, a late afternoon kickoff. And week four, the Dallas Cowboys, Sunday Night Football. So, Houston at home, at Rams, at Seahawks, host Dallas. That's weeks one through four. Yeah, that's a tough one. It's a tough stretch right there. Week five, you're hosting Tampa. Week six, you're at Jacksonville. Week seven, at Chicago, late afternoon kickoff. Week eight, hosting Arizona. So again, if you want to go to Chicago, that's probably one of the better times of years to go do so. Week nine is your bye. Week 10, Atlanta, Tampa, Carolina in a row. That's interesting because Atlanta after Carolina, Thanksgiving night on the road is week 13. So weeks 10 through 13, four games, division opponents all in a row. I can't ever remember that. I'm trying to think. Man, not in the last 5 years, right? Normally roughly, you play three of four to close the season. But they've never played four in a row, right?
No. I think it was three in 4 weeks.
Three of four, yeah. Not four in a row. But look, you can call it the gauntlet the beginning of the season. You can call the gauntlet weeks 10 through 13.
Ooh, we're
Atlanta
getting them out
at
the
home.
Way.
Yes. Yeah. Tampa, Carolina, and then at Atlanta. Mind you, at Carolina, week 12. So, because remember, it switches. So, yeah, it'll be Carolina at home on that one. Weeks 14, 15, 16, 17, San Francisco, Indianapolis, Monday Night Football at home, and then at Tennessee, and then you close out the season against Carolina. So, there you go. That is your schedule. Houston, Rams, Seahawks, Cowboys, Bucks, Jacksonville, Chicago, Arizona, bye week in week nine. Atlanta, Tampa, Carolina, Atlanta, San Francisco, Indianapolis, Tennessee, and Carolina are your teams that they're going to be scheduled against this season. So there you have it there. Also, top of the hour, last hour, David Griffin was officially introduced. He started off by describing his first trip to New Orleans. Listen to him. He's really set the tone as to what type of guy you got running now your basketball team.
I'm humbled and honored to represent this franchise and our amazingly passionate fan base. As an aside, my infatuation with New Orleans began when I was 14 years old. I promised the people who used to work for me I wasn't going to cry, so I'm going to fight this. I bought the first suit and sport coat that I owned in advance of a trip to New Orleans for what was the International Video Game Convention. A classmate's father invited me to join he and his family to attend. And I remember this like it was yesterday. Our very first meal was at Pascal's Manali. Our second meal was at Commander's Palace. I later took staff members to Pascal's. We've been to Commander's since. But these were the first restaurants I'd ever been to in my life with white tablecloths and escargot tongs. Everything about this city, the architecture, Audubon Park, the quarter, the people, the music, was what I equated to culture in my life as a 14-year-old. and it grew and evolved from there. I think my wife and I share interest in food and wine largely because of the experience I had. Not to get Mr. Felker in trouble, but let's say I imbibed on that trip. My connectedness and interest in this position literally grew moment to moment as I was in the room with Mrs. Benson and her ownership team. Mike Ford, who Dennis mentioned, ran an incredible search, and a very thoughtful search, I thought. And because Mike was in the room, I was very comfortable. But moment to moment, as I was in the room with Mrs. Benson and her ownership team, I started to realize that their vision and what the Saints have already been able to deliver this city is very much in lockstep with mine.
So you kind of get a sense and feel already that he has an affinity for the city. And that's something that stood out to me in listening to him the rest of the way. He opened up by showing a warmth towards the city that almost continued to almost feel like the guy has been here a while, when after, in the question and answer session, he was asked, can a small market win the championship, and is it possible, or can they not win it? And he got angry. And he said that was BS. He didn't use the initials. He went full word. Bull, you know what? He said that's bull. You know what? You can win here. He also said, and again, this is something that's very key, and it's something that Brian brought up a lot when it comes to Anthony Davis, and this is going to be key, and how, and again, it's not going to be up to the fan base on whether or not he comes back, right? It's AD and David Griffin. And I'm going to get to that here in a second. Play the bite if you missed it. David Griffin's open to having him back on condition. But one thing that Brian's always said, and we've talked about this on this show as well, you have to buy in here. And the beauty of the bite that really got me, or that he said, was you should want to win for a small market because it means more. That's someone that has perspective. It's what we've talked about all the time, right? It's why I always sit there and say, when all these reports come out about Sean Payton going to Dallas, and first off, look who he has to work with. Yeah, you got a nice, pretty, shiny stadium. You got an owner, general manager, and his son, Stephen Jones, thinks he's just as smart as his dad. He's going to, you know, you got to, he has full power here, full control power here. He's got a great relationship with Mickey Loomis. At some point in time, Mickey's not going to be the GM. Is it Sean? I still think it wouldn't surprise me in the least bit. Who's owning the team after Gale? What if she gives it to him? I don't know. I mean, look, there's a lot to go into when it comes to that. But for him to sit there and say, you should want to win for a small market because it means more, he understands it. It does. The connection and relationship. Look, I watched last night, you know, Portland and Oklahoma City. Those are two franchises in the NBA. That's it. That's who they are. Those cities. They love their NBA because that's them. Theoretically, across the country, Portland, Oklahoma City probably are considered small markets, right? I mean, you got to want to go to Portland. I mean, you got to want to go to Oklahoma City, right? They love their teams. It means more. The Saints, it's New Orleans. I mean, it's synonymous. It means more. How many times do we talk about Mondays go the way the team goes? When the Saints win, if it's a big win, right? You don't get flipped off at stoplights. People let you over. I mean, right? I mean, come on. Saints lose? Joey, what do we always say? Don't go to DMV that day. I mean, No, you don't. Yeah,
you skip Monday, too.
Yep. Drew Brees threw that pick in the end zone at Atlanta a couple years back. Oh, that Monday stunk. I mean, you know it. It means more.
I called in sick.
Yes, it means more. You have a guy in charge of basketball now that understands that. He gets it. He gets New Orleans. He mentioned Audubon Park. He mentioned the quarter. He mentioned different things like that. Sure, you can sit there and be like, Gus, he's just patronizing. He knows it. No. You know why it means so much to those people. Like people that live in Uptown, people that live in Lakeview, they would never leave anywhere because they can't see living anywhere else but that. They have their own reasons why they love living there and what makes it unique. It means more to them. He said keeping Alvin Gentry was a no-brainer after he talked. Griffin on Alvin.
One of the big, big factors in this decision for me is the presence of our head coach, Alvin Gentry. I've known Alvin since I had a full head of hair and he could still dunk on his birthday. I'm not sure how long ago that was, but suffice it to say, we are known to each other. Steve Kerr and I hired him as our head coach and we took a run to the Western Conference Finals together. He was a finalist later for our job in Cleveland. This history is only meaningful insofar as it enables us to challenge one another, to fill gaps in for one another. In large measure, because of the influence of Steve Kerr and the other mentors that have shaped me both as a person and professionally, my leadership style is to build a family that loves each other enough to tell each other what they need to hear. Alvin and I can do that for each other, and we will model this for each other. And having a partner in this process gives us an enormous leg up.
There you have it. He is your head coach, Alvin Gentry. We got much, much more coming up at 2:30. We'll see if we can get a touch with Brian because the next several bites from Griffin were interesting, and I think it's going to have a little soul searching. I don't just think for Pels fans. We've talked about this, and I told you the last couple of weeks, I've had some people come up to me and tell me, you know, whether or not AD would think second thoughts. Right? You look around the country and you look around the teams that they have. You tell me if there are better places to go. Is this where you want to be or not? Would you welcome him back with open arms? What are the conditions that David Griffin kind of seem to set through as well? Barry Hurst, ESPN, up next, though, to quickly tell us about something he wrote about Cam Jordan that I think is very interesting timing-wise right about now. We're live at Clayton Homes in Houma right here on ESPN New Orleans.
There's every opportunity for discovering the new 2019 Jeep Cherokee Latitude Plus during the spring sales event at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat in Houma. This Jeep is trail rated tough, adventure ready, plus modern and sleek, and there's $69.44 off MSRP. Sounds good? Then hurry over to Southland Dodge today at 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. They won't last long. WAC excludes TTNL. CCAP bonus must finance with Chrysler Financial. Non-prime must have Beacon score of 620 or less. LD truck owner loyalty must own an LD pickup.
It takes special skills to be a Daikin Comfort Pro. Let's listen in as he senses an old, inefficient system's imminent demise.
So costly. Tormented by an ongoing battle over the thermostat. Its days are numbered.
You got all that by waving your hand in the air in our living room?
Get to know your local Daikin Comfort Pro.
Car Rescue Wayne's Air and Heat. Rescuing you from the heat and cold and saving you from high prices. Call 985-532-6640.
When you join the Fuel Rewards program at Shell, you'll never pay full price for gas again.
Even if my car horn sounds like this?
Sure.
Even if I always blast techno in my car?
Yeah.
Even if I drive for miles with the turn signal on?
Of course, even then. It's time to save 5 cents per gallon or more on every fill, every day with instant gold status. Visit FuelRewards.com to join now and save today. Active gold status required. See FuelRewards.com/gold for details. At participating Shell stations only. Limit 20 gallons.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Oh, baby. Schedule leaks all day in case you missed it. Houston at the Rams, at the Seahawks, Dallas. That is your first four games for your New Orleans Saints. Barry Hurst is joins us to talk a little bit about what he's been writing here in this, you know, kind of dead offseason part until the draft is now coming up. Barry, featured columnist for at Saints News Network as well. Big Easy Mag, how you doing this afternoon, Barry?
Doing fine, sir, and yourself?
Good, man. We're going to get to what you wrote, but hey, look, it's schedule release day. Your thoughts, man, is the gauntlet the first four games of the season or the middle to late four games of the season where you face four straight NFC South opponents in a row?
Well, you could flip a coin on that one, I suppose. I would say that the tougher challenge is going to be going to face the Rams in week two in their building, where we know those are always tight games the last few years. And then having to bounce back and play in Seattle next week, who, you know, they just re-signed Russell Wilson, and they'll be an NFC contender again. So, I don't know. I think I might lean towards that weeks two, three, and four. So, but, you know, hey, look, every year has its own unique set of challenges. I think the Saints will be up to the task either way.
You know, Barry, when you look at it, obviously last season we looked at that schedule when it came out, and we were like, whoa. Teddy Levin, you'd be happy, right? I mean, honestly, you're like, Teddy Levin wins, you could win the division. They could have, if they started their players on offense, that last game won 14 games last year. That said, Barry, like Atlanta, they lost a handful of games by a point or on the last play of the game, literally like three or four games. So that line, you hear Drew say it all the time, and sometimes I think fans just hear it as speak. But I bring those two instances up because you saw it case in point. They had a very big injury on either side of the ball, right? Freeman on offense, Deion Jones on defense. And then you add losing on the last play of the game. They could have been a playoff team. The Saints won games on the last play of the game, you know? And they went on to go to the NFC Championship game. So that's how close to me is Atlanta, New Orleans. I know they didn't make the postseason, and fans don't maybe want to hear it. Atlanta, New Orleans are still that close.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can't count those guys out. And look, the NFC South is a dogfight every year. And to me, I think the Falcons will be good. I think if, depending on what's going on with Cam Newton's shoulder, you know, if he can play in that early part of the season, I think Carolina is going to be right there. So, you know, hey, look, even Tampa Bay with Bruce Arians taking over, I don't think the Buccaneers are going to lay down and be anybody's punching bag. So, I totally agree with you. It's going to be wide open. But, again, knowing what we know about this football team, I would expect nothing less based on that schedule, that this team will get a double-digit win season again and contend for a title. But it won't look, nothing's going to be handed to them. And pretty much as that article I wrote alluded to, they're going to take everybody's best shot. Even though they didn't win the Super Bowl, you can be rest assured the entire NFC will be gunning for the Saints.
At Barry Hurstius is the way to follow over on Twitter, featured columnist for Saints News and Big Easy Mag. You know, one of the things that you bring up, talk about best shot, I mean, you kind of saw that towards the end of the year. Look, this team doesn't hide from its confidence.
No.
You know, I mean, that is for sure. Whether it's social media, on the field play, they talk a big game. One of the guys that I've absolutely loved this year, and you really, not just this year, but this offseason, but the last two or three, Cam Jordan's really grown. Right? I mean, he's grown as a leader on the team. He's called his D-line my guys, takes ownership on that. He's easily one of the voices on the team. Brian, who's coming up after you, he actually thinks he's going to be the new face of this franchise post-Drew Brees. And you saw on social media, and you just recently wrote a little bit about him too, about just how good he is and where he can be, about Ricky Jackson being able to get triple-digit sacks before it's all said and done, and he said, hey, I want to do it in a Saints uniform, wink, wink, cough, cough, meaning he wants that extension. He saw what DeMarcus, you know, got as well in Dallas, that contract. So what's your view on Cam Jordan?
Well, obviously a phenomenal player. He's 29 years old, still playing at an all-pro caliber level, and I like the fact that he's taking on the mantle, so to speak, as being the team leader. You couldn't ask for a better teammate, a more consummate professional. And he's the perfect guy to be the face of that defense. And I still think he's going to, but 29 years old, I think he's still got at least another 3-4 seasons worth of, elite caliber play, so to speak. And, for me, if he's not the best defensive end in, let's say, the NFC, he's one of the top five without question.
Yeah, no doubt. I think one of the things that you definitely seen as well is if when he gets some help and if Marcus Davenport can develop, Barry, that's just going to open up even more. He was a guy that really, really said what Sheldon Rankins did helped him contribute and do that. And obviously, Rankins could be done, we assume, for at least half the season, probably starting out on PUP. But the additions of the two players that they brought in from the Giants and the Patriots, this D-line might have gotten better, I guess is what I'm trying to stumble into.
Yeah, no, that's not far-fetched at all. I like what they've done. Malcolm Brown particularly. I mean, you're talking about an elite caliber nose tackle. Look, nothing against Tyler Davidson. Love Tyler Davidson. He was serviceable, but not all-pro caliber. But to have upgraded, that might be the most underrated move they made in all of free agency. Besides getting Bridgewater back and Latavius Murray. To me, the Malcolm Brown signing was the number one move of Saints free agency, because if nothing else, you've given yourself a guy who can be dominant in the interior of the defensive line. Yeah, you're going to miss Rankins. There's no doubt you're going to miss that. But possibly Onyemata, depending on the suspension, how long he'll be out. But again, man, I agree with you. I think this defensive line may be better than it was at the end of last season. So that's saying a lot. So given that, I just think, to me, the key to this entire upcoming season is going to be just – Where do they go? Where do they go from here? You only have to tweak the roster so much. We obviously know they're not going to pick up many impact players in this draft, or we assume they won't. That remains to be seen. But you're talking about a team that was literally one play away from winning it all. So you don't have to do much. All you had to do really is just make some minor tweaks here and there. Losing Ingram hurts. Don't be fooled. Losing Ingram hurts. But that said, Kamara was always going to be your guy in the backfield. And as long as they remain injury free, hey man, there's no reason why this team can't be right there at the end of January.
Barry Hursty is at Barry Hursty. This is a way to follow over on Twitter. Featured columnist for at Saints News Network. And of course, Saints writer for Big Easy Magazine. Barry, hope all is well, my friend. Thanks for joining us a little bit of your time this afternoon.
Gus, always a pleasure, and looking forward to the next time.
Yeah, for sure, man. Thank you so much. Quick break. We come back. Oh, boy. Here he is. Brian Nola East wants to chime in. How many of y'all were taken aback by David Griffin saying, I want to sit down with AD? I've already talked to Rich Paul about Anthony Davis. I'm open to him coming back. There are conditions. I'll play what those conditions are. And what do you think? One Pels fan texted me during the press conference. It was a gif of Dr. Evil when he was trying to make up with his son. And he's like, come here and give me a hug. Can you let bygones be bygones? Are the Pelicans a better team trading Anthony Davis or convincing him to come back? Sports Hangover continues next, live from Clayton Homes in Houma, Highway 311. Come by, see us. Come see the Clayton Homes as well. We've gotten a couple of honks from some folks on 311. A gentleman in a truck that delivered some goods. He said he listens here as well. I promise you the tower Got an update on that. I mean, a couple of days, I promise. It's coming really, really, really soon. Final stages of that. Hopefully, we'll be back to full power, which is why you hear a little static and some music bleeding over. Has to be at low power so we don't have barbecued human beings. It's really that easy. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Keep up with your favorite shows on the go with TV Everywhere. Vision's TV packages now include TV Everywhere, so you can watch your favorites on any internet-connected laptop or mobile device, anytime, anywhere. Keep up with series, movies, and more from many networks in your TV package, including live sports on channels like ESPN. Just log in, make your selection, and enjoy. TV Everywhere. It's included with Vision's TV service. Sign up now at viscom.net.
Homewood Tractor would like to thank everyone who attended our John Deere Drive Green event and made it a great success. We are also announcing continued savings through April 30th on all John Deere tractors, zero-turn mowers, and Gator utility vehicles. Special discounts, ride-and-drive demo discounts, and special financing apply. There is no better time to buy a new John Deere. Remember, all special discounts will be available till April 30th. Homewood Tractor, your locally owned John Deere dealer, specializing in sales, parts, and service.
If you or someone you know is injured in a car accident, call the Gavery Law Group. It's important to have an advocate in your corner. Car accidents are some of the most frequent causes of personal injury. At the Gavery Law Group, they know how to deal with insurance companies to get you the maximum compensation. Protecting your rights is their first priority, and they won't let an insurance company pressure you into accepting less compensation than you deserve. Get Gavery Law Group and get results at 985-223-4400 or follow them on Facebook.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same-day appointments are available on weekdays, with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Baby, come back. Any kind of
look at Joey.
There was something.
That's right, there was something, all right. Alley-oop. Threes from the corner, and occasional non-hustle games where you get a rebound in the second half. That was AD. That's maybe why not everybody will be on board with what new vice president of basketball, director of basketball operations, the official title, is planning on doing. I'll say this, and then we'll welcome in Brian, who's where are you, in Brownsville?
Yeah.
All right. Gail Benson, Pelicans owner, said that of all of the candidates that they interviewed, there were six, they all agreed to keep Alvin Gentry. So now I don't know if that means that she suggested they keep him and they all said, yeah, probably to keep their job or go into it. Or did they suggest you keep him when she asked them? I don't know. But it is interesting, Brian, and all six candidates were going to keep Alvin Gentry. And we kind of said, hey, it was almost a hint when Alvin Gentry said at the end of the game on Tuesday against the Warriors last week, we're going to be a playoff team next year. It sounded like a guy who knew he was coming back.
Yeah, no question about it. And I think Alvin Gentry definitely deserves the opportunity to come back. How he handled the Anthony Davis situation, the fact that the guys never quit on him at all this year. And, of course, you know, finally starting to, you know, kind of put the team through holiday. I think everything changed for Alvin Gentry, and I think he finally found out where his bread is buttered.
Yeah, no doubt. There's two things that stand out to me from this Anthony Davis ordeal, and then we'll get to the AD situation, Brian. Alvin Gentry, you brought him up. How he handled it. How he took control, and more importantly, got players to play for him and win and play hard and be competitive. The other was Drew Holiday. And I know you and I have talked about this on the air and off the air, the respect level for number 11, changed a lot for me on how that was. And then last week on that Monday with the interview with Scott Kushner, in which he said, I want to make this the best place it can be. That's someone that says he ain't going nowhere and he wants to make it good. That's invaluable to me.
Yeah, no question. And I mean, you look at Drew's actions. Now, I know a lot of people will look at it and say, well, because the Pelicans were loyal to him, Drew is just returning that loyalty. You know what? That's the kind of guy you want. That's the type of guy you want on your team. That's the type of leader that you want. And if you want to know just what type of player Drew Holiday is, all you have to do is take a look at the NBA playoffs right now. Damian Lillard is going off. He's basically abusing Russell Westbrook right now. And you didn't see that last year because of one player only. That's Drew Holiday. The man is everything you want. And I'm glad I heard David Griffin kind of single him out by name as the type of player you want to build a franchise around.
So that brings us to this, Brian. I don't know if you got to hear the press conference that we played here on the show as he said it, but this is David Griffin on Anthony Davis and Clutch Sports. Give a listen and we'll get your take.
I'm extremely optimistic relative to the opportunity that lies ahead of us in the form of Anthony Davis. Fortunately, because of the presence of people like LeBron James and Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love, and leadership in that locker room from a veteran presence like James Jones and Channing Frye, Dante Jones, Kendrick Perkins. We have a very long, successful history together with Clutch Sports. Rich Paul and I have spoken about Anthony, and I think we are both excited about what we could potentially build here. I have plans to sit down with them both. But once again, like with Alvin, the only reason history matters is that you can have a very frank, very candid conversation. Rich Paul and I were part of succeeding in the manner that they can understand, and they will understand when I say this. You are either all the way in or you are all the way out, and there is no in between. When the measure of success in your franchise is going to be championships and generational excellence, this is not something that we negotiate about. This is not something we make allowances for. This is something that you live every day of your life. And I have every reason to believe Anthony will want to do that.
So, Brian, when you hear him say that, there are conditions. And it's basically, are you buying in all in? And that's my concern, right? I mean, it's the last day of exit interviews there, Brian, where he's giving Drew Holiday an autographed jersey. And when he says, I'm telling him that you're coming back, and he says, just walk away, AD, walk away, AD, out loud so everyone can hear him. Is that kind of nonsense that makes me insecure about trusting him that he's coming back? What's to say to do this in 2 to 4 years again after you give him $240 million? I don't know. I don't know where I feel on this, but my basketball mind says he makes me better basketball-wise. He's worked with Clutch. He's won with Clutch. Where do you stand on this?
Hopefully I stand right near the airport so I can help AD leave. That's what I'm looking to do. I mean, I think David Griffin, of course, is trying to, you know, I guess, rebuild Anthony Davis' trade value, maybe kind of, you know, I guess, institute more of a bidding war than will already be there for him. But quite frankly, I think it's time for Anthony Davis to go. Everything that he's done from the moment that he initiated the idea that he wanted to be out has backed up exactly what, you know, Anthony Davis' actions and words are matching. He doesn't want to be in New Orleans. The That's All t-shirt, to giving him through Holiday of the jersey, that's kind of a farewell present if you ask me. The taking his teammates out to dinner to let them know it's not you, it's me. You know, I mean, I could go on and on and on about the things Anthony Davis have done, but the most important thing that I cannot forgive is the idea that you nationally, during All-Star break, couldn't find a camera fast enough to tell everybody you wanted to be out of New Orleans. That, to me, signaled the beginning of the end, and if it wasn't the beginning of the end, it was the end of the end. It is time for Anthony Davis to go. I can't overlook it. You can't come back in a locker room. You can't kiss babies and hug kids and try to say, you know, you're back and you're all in. I know what type of dude you are now. I'm good. I'll pass.
It's interesting you say that in terms of rebuilding the trade value. Anthony Davis's rep took a hit. Yeah, I don't know if you got a chance to listen to the Brian Windhorst interview yesterday. I thought it was interesting, a lot of what Brian said. He got that sense and feel, first interview he had with AD in September, he knew he was out. He knew it. He knew it then, so he wasn't invested in the season. That's also an issue with me, because what does that tell you about that person that you're willing to look at those guys you're going to practice with, that you're about to start a season with, and they have no clue you have already sabotaged that season? Because if you're not all in, you're not going to play well. You can say, like Brian did, that he was going to approach it with a business-like mentor. But we saw it, Brian. We saw him go an entire half without a rebound. We saw him get his butt handed to him by other players. We saw him go games where he barely made a shot. And then when he was questioned in the media, come back with a 50-point performance. I mean, it's that kind of stuff where I'm just out, and it's interesting you brought it up like that. If I'm David Griffin, though, I can't bash on this guy because then no one's going to give me anything. So I like what you said. It makes me believe that that's where he is. But personally, I think Griffin's going, get this. He's not LeBron. Get him out of here.
And here's the most important thing, Gus. It's not that Anthony Davis did it. If this was 2 years ago and Anthony Davis took that mind frame, you know what? Okay, I kind of get it. You're coming off a season in which you swept the Portland Trailblazers and you gave Golden State a great second-round matchup as far as you could, considering that there was no answer for Kevin Durant at the time, especially, you know, this is like his first go-around with, you know, Golden State. It's pretty much unstoppable. Who do you choose? You know, pick your poison, basically, and who do you try to stop? And you did as well as you could. The idea of you coming off of a winning season and pulling a stunt, it's unforgivable. I mean, you didn't do it during a losing season. You did it after a winning season. As you stated, Gus, you're doing that to guys who believe if you're all in with Julius Randle and Nikola Mirotic and, you know, yeah, Alfred Payton replacing Rondo, you know, and you recruited Julius Randle to come to New Orleans and you peaced out on him, you basically told everybody in that locker room, I can't win with you, bum. I'm out of here. And you did it before they even knew it.
Yeah, I'm with you. In business, you try to take emotion out of it. You try not to be emotional and make emotional decisions. And I think that's what David Griffin, I think, set today, that we're going to talk. He said that there is a date that he has set to talk with Rich Paul and Anthony Davis. And look, I think a lot of that talk is, all right, if we're not going, I think it's going to be a 3-minute decision. I think it'll be right off the bat. You want to be here, yes or no? And once he goes no, we'll move on right to business, and we'll start talking about, okay, this is what's going to be best and where we're going to go and move forward, so he knows how to handle it. But do you get the sense and feel as we close up here, Brian, that in listening to David Griffin, you found a guy that knows what's going on, is ready to be in control, and I don't know, I was impressed, man, in his 14 minutes.
I was so, and I mean, it for me, going in, I kind of had a little trepidation because of his relationship between,
right,
of course, LeBron James and the rest. But after today, I do believe you, Gus. I'm with all the way with you when you say, I think it's an idea of reminding everybody that he's not going to be bullied by Clutch Sports either. And I think, for some people will tell you, you know, behind the scenes, that he doesn't really have the greatest relationship with Rich Paul. I mean, he has a working relationship, but they're not buddy-buddy, friend-friend. So I think from a David Griffin perspective, the one thing I heard today, which absolutely sold me, was, that man walked in with a clear plan and a clear vision and put his foot down immediately and say, you know, it stops here. The losing stops here. I think,
yeah,
going in, you asked the question on the Sports Anchor of what do you want your first question to be if you're the, you know, Gil Benson going as the new general manager? My answer was simple. What stopped my franchise from winning? David Griffin just answered it for you.
Brian, that's a great point. You're right. That was yours. What has kept me from winning? And I heard in his 14 minutes a love for the city, which is something I brought up earlier that you have always said that the Saints players have embraced. I heard a love for the city. And I love in the question and answer, we don't have that sound bite, but he said when he was asked about can small markets win and that whole notion, and he called it BS and he used the full words. And then he also followed that up by saying you should want to win in a small market because it means more. That I'm sold right then and there. He gets it. He understands it. And it's something that you have said, again, probably you can add to why you want AD out, that AD never understood. If he would have won here, he would have been like Drew Brees. He would have brought a championship. He would have been revered and seen something. And it's easy. Look, why do people love Giannis? He's doing it in Milwaukee. He's not doing it in New York. He's not doing it in L.A. He's not doing it in Miami. He's doing it in Milwaukee. And, again, I think it's a missed opportunity by him, but to hear the guy that's now running the basketball team say it's got to make you feel good if you're a Pels fan, dude.
Well, who would know better than David Griffin? And, you know, I think Joey will agree with this, but there's been a sister city to New Orleans, if you will, when it comes to futility and losing. That's the Cleveland. Well, he saw LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers become a champion. Nobody ever thought that would happen. It's Cleveland, for Christ's sake. And New Orleans never thought we'd see the Saints win a Super Bowl, and we saw that. So what person would know better than how it feels to win in a small market than David Griffin, and now you have that guy in control of the Pelicans. Again, clear plan, clear vision, new sheriff in town. I am absolutely sold. I mean, at this point, might as well sign me up for these tickets.
Yeah, dude, again, I love it. You're absolutely right, man. And look, I love when he goes, you're either in or you're out. Stuff like that's non-negotiable. I love that because that goes for every part of that organization. He's going to look up and down from the trainers to marketing to everything. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it, man.
No question about it. I think another thing that he said in that press conference that was absolutely phenomenal was, we're not going to use the word championship until we earn one. That right there tells me everything I need to know.
Oh, you mean like your boy you want ushered at the airport? Well, all he talks about is his legacy, huh?
Legacy. He's 26 years old and he's worried about a legacy. Good job.
There he is. Stay safe in Brownsville, man, as you're on the road. Thanks for the call,
brother. You got it.
Appreciate it. Quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk to Jude, get his take on some of the teams that the Saints will be playing in the regular season here. Their schedule's been leaked. We've been giving it to you throughout the show. And also, he'll tell you again why you need to make the effort. Seriously, think about it. Clayton Homes will tell you why. Home tours available all the time. You can go online, set one up, or just pull on in. You can do so right now. Still might have some Firehouse subs as well in case you're still hungry. We'll do that next and close shop on the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number's 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
The police called after midnight when they caught our son at a drinking party. It was a real wake-up call. My wife and I are really worried. We don't know if our son has a serious problem or if he's just hanging around with the wrong crowd. How do we know what to do? The police officer who brought our son home suggested we try Al-Anon family groups. He said it might help to hear how other parents are dealing with alcohol problems. I didn't want to go to an Al-Anon meeting. I didn't want anyone to think we had problems like that. And I didn't think our son's problem was that bad. When I decided to give Al-Anon a try, I found it was a safe place that keeps your problems private. It was very helpful. Are you troubled by someone else's drinking? You might be surprised at what you could learn in an Al-Anon family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
100 years of hard work can take you far. And no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up, and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Jude from Clayton Homes joins us to talk a little bit about the beautiful Clayton Homes here, man. Look, I always enjoy being here. We're just even talking off the air. It's crazy to think of all the different things that you can do here. with the homes and just customize it. I was just telling you about what I would like to do with my, you know, area where I'm living over there. And it's just, it's so cool that you can do all of that here. And it's not what you would think. I mean, like price-wise and all, you have different price structures, different homes, different ways to get people in homes. Essentially, it starts with, I would like one, and then you work from there.
Definitely. You know, even if you're thinking about, man, I don't know how much money I have to work with, I don't know what I can buy, we can figure all that out for you. You know, SSI, disability, all income really is income, you know, or if, you know, you want to be at a certain amount per month, we work with many different lenders to find that. You know, so it's not just about, I'm forced into this house, this is the only option I have. No, if you need to deck off the backside of the house, you know, or, hey, look, you want the steps to come down a certain way on the backside of the house, we custom build all of our steps on every location, you know. So regardless of what house you buy, we try to make something custom for you.
I think what's key is you keep referencing and you keep saying the phrase on location, meaning you're not building it here and hoping it fits over there. Don't do that.
I mean, we don't guess.
There's rulers now. I got an app on my iPhone that says to measure things. Terry measured my head earlier today. So I can get a ball cap. I mean, you can do that, but building it on location, the reason I bring that up is it's there. You're seeing it. You got the materials. You're making sure it fits and it works right then and there. Because even if you go back to the factory and bring in order, you can do that. But we're talking about time and process and money. Whereas if you're going on location, once it's being all set, it's ready to go. When you leave, it's done.
Yeah. One-stop shop. You know, we pull it on, duck it off, and you're good.
That easy.
Yeah.
All right. Now, look, you look at the different shapes. There's rectangles, there's longer squares, there's long ways, there's wide ways, how you ever want to put it. I thought what was interesting for the first time we're here as well, you talked about where you want the front door, where you want all these different, I mean, you can really place all of that.
Yeah, I can move everything.
It's nuts. Because I kind of thought it would always just have to be in the middle.
Yeah, it's
kind
of like this. It's this kind of box. So I was like, no, we got a ton of boxes.
And again, it goes to your property and how it goes. Because, like, where we are now, this is a wider house, right, than we were the first time here, which is more of a narrow one. But it resembles a shotgun style, I guess would be the best way I can describe it. Back home in New Orleans, where there's a lot of room in a shotgun style, just it's how it's all pieced together. And, you know, again, you want the bathroom or the bedroom up front. Do you want the meal open floor? Like, I never even thought of an open floor plan for a mobile home.
Now people think, like, it's all just walls, you know. It's just,
right.
It's like a
checker.
Yeah, it's checkered off. You know, no, we just say, all right, cool. Like, let's see how many walls we can take out.
Now, you hear the wind in your microphone, June. That does not mean we're about to be blown away here. I was blown away, though, by what you told me what these houses are rated for.
Yeah, definitely. 145-mile-hour winds plus. You know, these aren't, like I said before, ain't your grandma's trailers. It ain't some little metal little shed that you put in the backyard. This is where you live. You know, this is your house.
You don't have, like, Terry grabbing a cup of nails with a hammer hoping that it holds together. I mean, these things are built. I mean, I looked underneath this. It's built onto the frame. And the beauty of it is if you do need to go and you invest in money to get something like this, you can take it with you, literally. Very few things you can say. You can take your home with you. You can here.
Yeah, you need a bigger piece of property? Cool. Well, we'll just take it off that property, put it on a new one, you're good to go.
That is crazy. Well, give me one more thing that you think people need to know as to why. Just give it an opportunity to come in here and maybe think, even if you haven't ever thought about a mobile home.
I think the biggest thing is if you've got a mobile home right now, we've got the biggest trade program in the state. We can give you up to $10,000 for the mobile home that you currently have.
Oh, wow.
Most people don't know that. Our trade program is the best trade program in the state, and you got to check it out.
Well, that's great. Facebook as well?
Yep.
What's the phone number, man?
985-872-2850.
Jude, the rest of your staff, you're ready to go?
Yeah.
Sounds good, man. Thanks for having us out here. Totally appreciate it. 3 hours go by really fast, man.
Awesome. Crazy. We appreciate it.
Yep, for sure. And didn't have time to talk about the schedule.
I've talked too much, man.
No, that's fine. Trust me, I talked 3 hours, and apparently it's too much per my wife. But you got a couple of primetime games, Monday Night Football, and, of course, Thanksgiving at Atlanta. We'll talk a lot more about that tomorrow. We'll be live at Vinny's. Thanks to Firehouse Subs. Thanks to Jude and the folks here at Clayton Homes. Thank you, Terry. Thank you to everybody that tuned us in. And Joey, I guess thank you as well. Joey. Maybe thank you to Jordan. We'll see you tomorrow. The Sports Hangover, Matt Moscone, and after further reviews up next on ESPN New Orleans.